Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, and thank you for joining us on.
Come on, son. Goes like this.
Yeah.
morning. Good morning. It's time for And They Overcame. Because your loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise you. My name is Minister Billy Burns, and I want to welcome all of my friends and family members for joining us on this call. We're here to give God praise. We're here to give him the glory that is due his name. And we just want to thank God for allowing us this opportunity to give him praise. I'm going to start the program off with a word of prayer. We're going to ask my husband to pray for us.
Father, in Jesus' name, we come before you this day, and we just say thank you for your goodness and mercy. We thank you for who you are. We thank you that you are the beginning and the end, and there is none like you in all the earth, none that can even compare to you. For Lord, you have just been so good to us, and we adore you right now. We appreciate you. We appreciate your faithfulness more than anything because, Lord, you are faithful. Your words are true, yet they cannot come back void, and we are just living proof of your faithfulness. Father, this day we know that all things work together for good to them who love you and who are the called according to your purpose. We thank you that you have called us, and even on this day, those that are tuned in have been called to this place for such a time as this, to hear words of victory, to hear words of testimony, to hear words of praise. For we know that you are the author and the finisher of our faith. And Lord, we just lift you up right now. In the name of Jesus, move by your spirit, Lord God, across these airways, across the internet, across the phone waves, just everywhere, Lord God, move by your spirit, heal and deliver, encourage, uplift, save, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, according to your promise, and we know your promises to be true. In the name of Jesus, bless even our host, Lord God, and even the master host of this series. In the name of Jesus, bless them mightily. Give them wisdom. Give them just the direction that you would have them to go in, that many and even more souls will be reached across this land, realizing that they can stand through whatever the situation is. We thank you, Lord God, for all things, and we call all things done in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen and amen. We thank God for the prayer of my husband, Elder Albert Burns. And we're going to open the lines now. I don't have a special guest today, but we're going to open up the lines and give you a chance to give God praise. Okay, we have a call on 501. You're live now.
Good morning, my sister. Hello, can you hear me?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, I can. Yes, I can.
Okay. Good morning, my sister. Good morning, my brother. How y'all doing today?
We're doing good. We're doing good. And what is your name?
This is Mr. Cliff from Arkansas.
Oh, amen. Arkansas, amen. And how did you hear about our program?
I'll browse every now and then to the blog talk airways and see who's on the air and who's talking about what, you know, so. And I said, all right, okay. I'm
going to call
California. So here I am.
Amen. Well, we're so happy to have you. And tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, my name is Cliff B. Monroe. 41 years young. Married, BSC, 2 years next. 2 years next month. As of right now, no children. Me and my wife are both in school. She's going to be a graduate. I'm a senior right now. I've been in ministry for about 6 years. I've been preaching for about 4 of those 6 years. but don't have a home church. I haven't come home just yet. I have been distanced from doing nothing for my past hurt. No church hurts like folks can, so I'm just thanking God for deliverance and God for healing. But I may leave church, but I never leave Him. So I pray for His everlasting love and mercy upon my life. So glad to be here and glad to be alive.
Amen. Amen. Do you have a praise for the Lord today? You already praised Him, but do you have a specific praise that you want to give to the Lord today?
I really do. You know, I was listening to the song by Michael Jackson. And, you know, one of his songs kind of threw me for a loop. And it was a song called "Want to Be Starting Something." And that's how the devil works. He always got to be starting something in a believer's life. So, you know, I've been taught that if you're not saved, the devil won't even touch you because there are things he already called you to do ungodly things. But once you are washed in the blood of Christ, that's when the devil comes and attacks us. The devil is here to kill, steal, and destroy. But, you know, I think and praise God for the life of MC Hammer because he can't touch this. My anointing, my praise, my worship, my soul, because I have been locked down in the blood of Christ.
Amen. Amen. Well, we know that when we are washed in God's blood that we're untouchable to the devil. He could come around us, but he really can't get to us if we stay under the blood of Christ. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Okay, well, we're going to go to our next caller, and I thank God for you. Stay on the line with us, okay?
Okay.
Okay, and we're going to go to our next caller, and the area code is 209. Are you there?
Yes, ma'am, I'm here. God bless you on this morning.
God bless you, Evangelist Adrian. How are you this morning?
I'm doing wonderful. How about yourself?
I'm blessed. Thank God for being here, for seeing another day. I don't want to put you on the spot. I had you as a guest last week, and those that were not with us last week, you need to go to the archives and listen to the powerful testimony that Evangelist gave us on last week, how the Lord saved her in a perilous time, and it was just a blessing to my soul, and to those that listen to it, it'll be a blessing to you. Did you have another praise that you want to give to the Lord, Evangelist?
Well, I'm always, I'm never left without a testimony because God has done so much for me. You know, it's a blessing always to give God thanks. You know, we're approaching next week as the celebrated day that the nation has set aside to give thanks. But I want you to know this morning that every day that the Lord renew his mercies, this is an opportunity to give him thanks. So I have many, many testimonies. But on last week I shared how my car had hydroplane and I went over an embankment and what have you, and God just spared my life. So that was something that God did that was a fresh, you know. It wasn't nothing old, wasn't nothing sad. It wasn't nothing that, you know, that would cause you not to rejoice about. But I just want to really just give God some praise and testify on this morning about God's goodness. Hallelujah. And I thank him because truly he's been good to me. And as I, you know, holidays aren't my favorite. They used to be my favorite. But almost 14 years ago, my daughter was murdered. And my son had murdered a boy like on a Thursday. Got into an altercation. That was Thursday. And my daughter was laying dead 4 days later that Monday. And so as I begin to approach these holidays, you know, I always ask the Lord to do something very special for me, and he does that each and every year. But as I began to think about that, I remember just talking to my daughter and my son as I lived in Atlanta at the time, Atlanta, Georgia. And I had both of them on the line, Minister Burns, one evening and was just interceding, praying with them, and really just about begging them to get their lives together. And did not know later on in that year, my son was shot in the chest with a 357, twice in the chest with a 357 Magnum, and once in the shoulder. And he ran, which was equivalent to maybe about half a mile, maybe about 5 or 6 blocks to my aunt's house, and he collapsed. And they called the paramedics. And I can remember it just as clear and vividly as though it was yesterday. And they, when they came to get him, you know, they rushed him to the hospital. I had just moved to Atlanta. I hadn't been in Atlanta no more than maybe about 7 or 8 months. So as they called me and I prepared myself, and I thank God that I was just an hour away as far as flying. And I began to ask the Lord, I said, Lord, well, did you put me here for this purpose? Because I was living in Los Angeles, and I knew it would have been impossible for me to get to New Orleans within an hour. So I just began to assess what was my purpose of being there. And as I went that next day to go to the hospital, I began to intercede for my son, and I went on a 2-day fast in the hospital. And I know many of you all know it's sort of impossible to just fast and pray in the hospital because you see sick people all around me. But to make a long story short, I'm thanking God as he keep this testimony forever in my heart. I'm thanking him for just sparing my son's life. My son was in a coma for about 6 days, and, you know, the type of wound that he had, the doctor had informed me that, you know, Ms. Bernard, you know, people that the victims that come into the hospital with these type of wounds, only 5% of them make it. And, you know, she was very solemn and very grim. But, honey, I know I serve a God that's able to do anything, okay?
Hallelujah.
I went on that fast, and I can remember his father was in there with me, but he was not praying, okay? He was just there. But I went in that chapel, honey, and I tell you, at that time I had been in the Lord about 14 years, and I mean not just sitting on a pew, you know, just working for the Lord. And, you know, the Bible say you can approve God. He say you can make your request known. And that's what I had to do, Minister Byrne. I had to lay out my record. And I'm just reminded how Hezekiah, when he was informed and the prophet told him that he had 15 years, he turned his face to the wall and he began to petition God. And that's what I did. I petitioned God on the work that I've done. I petitioned God on the faith that I had. And I said, Lord, if you be God, all these years I have served you. Now my child is laying here fighting for his life, and you say it. You know you can give God his word back to him, because for one, God is obligated to us because we are children of the King. And when you are a parent, you have an obligation to provide and to take care of your family. So God is obligated to us. And I petition God as I fasted, Minister Burns, and I tell you, God opened up Hallelujah. He opened up another door for my child to live. And the paramedic, the anesthesiologist that was ministering the drugs to him in the ambulance, he had to come and witness the miracle that God had performed, because he said he felt that my son should have died in the ambulance. But, honey, I tell you, you cannot work for God. You cannot petition God. You can't be faithful. You can't be diligent. You can't prove God and put him to the test, and he don't come through for you, because he's not a man that he would lie. So I'm thanking God for just sparing his life. He's in prison right now, but I know where there's life, there's yet hope. I know the promises that God made to me. He said he would save my children. He said he would save my children's children, and I have to stand on that testimony. And every day I remind him, when he began to talk foolish, I say, God could have killed you. He could have killed you 14 years ago, but he spared your life, and it's for purpose. God spare our lives for purpose. He don't spare our lives because of noise, because he is a busy God. He has the whole world in his hand, and everybody that loves him has, guess what, they're calling on him. And even the sinner man, they're calling on him, because he reigns on the just as well as the unjust. So I just thank the Lord for what he's doing in my life. I thank him for just mercies every morning being renewed. And I say that unequivocally, because God renewed his mercies every morning. And I didn't go to bed till about 1 this morning, but I had put it in my heart that I was going to be up this morning on this segment. They overcame, and you're doing a wonderful job, and I salute you, and praise the Lord, Elder Burns. I know he don't love me no more, but I have his wife. So long as I have a part of him, it's all right. God bless you all.
He said he still loves you. He said, praise the Lord.
That's an awesome
testimony, evangelist. And yes, God does, when we work for him, God does. But just like, I just want to say this, just like our children always don't do, you know, what we, this is to encourage somebody else. This is, encourages me, because I'm not always doing, you know, what God has called me to do. As a matter of fact, it was I put on my Facebook page how I was terrified to do this, but God has called me, and I must work, you know, the work, but I haven't been working the work, you know, that God has given me. But just like when our children are not always doing what we would have them to do, we still bless them. We still care for them. We don't stop loving them. We don't stop doing things for them. And that's just, that's how loving our God is to us. Even when we're not doing the diligent work that he has for us, he still is faithful to us. He's faithful to our faith. It's our faith that gets us by. It's our faith. It's, yes, it's works too. We must do works, but it's faith. I thank God for that. I thank God for your testimonies. I thank God for you allowing me this opportunity to be on this program, because I'm under the umbrella of New Destiny Ministry, which evangelist Pastor Adrian Bernard is the CEO. Yes, Laura. And so she is having, you tell us about your upcoming conference that you're having, evangelist.
Amen, amen. I'm just so excited, and time is fastly approaching us. I tell you, you know, God is in control of time, not us. I'm thinking I have like another month to go, but I'm sitting on maybe about 19 or 20 days, but I thank God for this True Fellowship Conference 2012 that will be held December 7th and 8th. And we'd like to extend an invitation to all of our listeners and all of our supporters to come out and support us in this True Fellowship Conference 2012. Our theme is Let Brotherly Love Continue. You know, and the Bible says we have to worship God in spirit and in truth. And there's only one Lord. There's many denominations, but there's one Lord, one faith, and one baptism. So we're all coming together. And if you love the Lord, we want to extend that invitation to you. And this event will be held at 2281 East Main Street. And that's in the Stockton of City, Stockton, California. And our host pastor is none other than Dr. Kenneth Burford of Christ Redeeming Center. And he will be one of our conference speakers, along with Dr. Winston L. Singleton of Greater Enrichment Ministries, Los Angeles, California. We also have Pastor Prophetess Cheryl Harrison of Healing and Prayer and Compassion Ministries in Elk Grove, California. And we have Pastor Ashton Adams of the Circle of Love Ministries, and he's on Blog Talk Radio at 6 o'clock a.m. Pacific Standard Time, Monday through Saturday. So he'll be one of our speakers, and we're also having a business opportunity meeting that will be given by one of our senior vice presidents of Five Links Enterprise, and that's none other than Evangelist Doris Campbell and Sister Dorothy Screen. So we're looking forward to having a wonderful time. And Minister Burns, we also are going to be commemorating 1 year anniversary on Blog Talk Radio on December the 9th. And we just want to tell the listeners that we thank you because God has allowed us to reach over 12,000 souls have been listening to this broadcast. So we're excited about that. And we want to just pay special tribute during this conference to all of our listeners on Blog Talk Radio and all of our supporters that support this ministry. And I tell you, make a sacrifice and get up on Saturday morning with Minister Burns. And I tell you, God will certainly bless you because he keeps on doing great things for the people of God.
Amen, amen. If you are not a follower of Evangelist, you can follow her on Twitter. And is your Facebook page private or is it public?
I have a private one for New Destiny Ministries, and I have a public one for Adrian Bernard.
Okay, well, give us your Twitter handle and your Facebook name.
The Twitter handle. The Twitter handle is A, B as in boy, E R N, the number 54, and my Facebook account again is New Destiny Ministries, and also the public one is Adrian Bernard.
All right. Well, thank God for that, and I don't think that we're going to be able to make it to the conference, but our prayers will be there with you. If we're able to get there, we will get there. Amen.
Lord have mercy. I wish you all good. God bless.
Well, just keep praying. We're trying. Okay, we're going to go to our next caller. Thank God for we had callers this morning. Last week was a kind of a rough start, but praise God we were able to not have any interruptions like we did last week. And our next caller is a 678 area code, and I think I know who that is. I'm going to bring you on right now. So you're online.
Amen. Good morning.
Hello.
And praise the Lord. Hello.
Good morning. Good morning. Is this T? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Hello. Okay.
Hello.
I can hear you. Is this
okay.
Is this Tijana?
Yes, it is.
Amen. Did you hear Sister Adrian?
Yes, I did. Oh, I was so, oh my goodness, I haven't heard her voice in so long. Praise the Lord.
Wow.
Excuse me, Evangelist Adrian, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord, who am I speaking with?
It's TJ.
Who is it?
TJ.
TJ.
TJ, praise the Lord, sweetheart, my goodness.
Praise the Lord.
It's a pleasant surprise just to hear your voice, my God. I probably
Amen.
I wouldn't have known if you wouldn't have said it. And God knows just to look upon your face. God bless you, sweetheart.
Amen. Amen. Likewise. Amen.
Well, I am so glad that you saw the posting on Facebook, and I was reading what you had written down there. I'm not going to give you a testimony, but I just want to say that you're a pastor now, aren't you? Aren't you
yes,
pastoring?
Ma'am. My husband and I. Yes, ma'am.
Wow.
Amen. Amen. And just tell us a little bit about yourself, your beautiful children. I see them, the pictures that you post on them. Adrian, they look just like her, like she spit all three of them out.
I have three children, my God.
Yes, ma'am.
Wow.
Well, my name is Tijana Logan. I am married to Richard James Logan, the love of my life. I thank God for him, and God has given me stewardship over three beautiful children, Jordan, who is 9, Kayla, who is 7, and Timothy, who is 8, and our oldest daughter by my husband, she's 11 years old, and her name is Rashayla. So I actually have 2 boys and 2 girls that God has blessed us with. Yes, ma'am.
Amen.
Oh.
Amen. Amen. And tell us a little bit about your ministry.
Well, currently we live in the city of Covington, Georgia, and our ministry was in Conyers, Georgia. And when I got sick before I had my surgery, we had been pastoring for about 4 years, and after I had my surgery, the Lord gave me a release to sit up under our bishop so I could just begin to heal properly, because the thyroid cancer, it affected so many other of my different organs in my body because the thyroid controls so much. So right now we sit up under our bishop, and I assist him, and my husband assists him. My husband is a musician also, so at this current time we are not pastoring our own ministry, but we serve up under our bishop, and that's pretty much it. I'm in school right now getting my master's in psychology, and just honored to be in the land of the living. If anybody would have ever told me that I would be preaching and have children, I would tell them that they were a liar to their faces, because that was the very thing that I ran away from. But I thank God for his hand. Oh God, I just I bless for his hand, for his long suffering, for his patience, for his kindness. I just love him on today, not just because he first loved me, but just for who he is.
Hey,
and
glory.
I honor him. Yes, ma'am.
Amen. 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 Well, you've given us a little taste of your testimony, but as God has given me this time for us to just come, I know that in the churches, and some of the churches, not all of them, they're not opening up to testimony service like
not
we
at all.
Previously did. And but God deserves glory. He
yes.
deserves our praise. And as my theme scripture is, we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. It may not be something that everybody needs to hear, but somebody is going to be encouraged. Somebody is going to say, well, if he can do it for them, he can do it for me. Somebody is going to be uplifted that's downtrodden. Somebody is going to be delivered. And we thank God for just this time for the saints of God. And even if you're not considering yourself a saint, but you just want to give God a praise. That's what we're here for. So we just want to ask you now, TJ, to give a testimony. And you have as much time as you want to take. You know, I'm not going to pull your coat string. You know how we used to say, okay, you can't tell it all. You know, you can't tell it all, but you can tell as much as you want to tell. Right now, we're just getting started. We don't have a lot of callers. But we know that God is going to bless this endeavor, and more people will be on the line later. But right now they're not. So TJ, just go right ahead and give us your testimony.
Amen. Well, in 2008, in 2004, I was working two jobs. One was 12 hours, and then I would wait tables at night. And the stress level was so high on me, and I was running away from what God had called me to do. I mean, I was singing, you know, God has blessed me with the gift of song. So I was singing, and I would preach a little bit, and I was like, okay, well, that's enough. I really don't want to do all of that. I really, because I've been in church all of my life, and, you know, dealing with church hurt and issues and people's drama, it just kind of drove me away.
Mm.
And so I got pregnant with my daughter in 2005. And I was still working, and I began to pass out at work just in the middle of waiting tables or seeing about my patients. I would just pass out. And so the last time, they rushed me to the emergency room, and the doctor said, has anyone ever checked your thyroid? And I said, no, I've never had, you know, that I know of any issues with my thyroid. I mean, my weight would always fluctuate as a child. I would be small one minute, big the next. And so he said, I'm going to check your thyroid. So he checked my thyroid, and my thyroids were literally through the roof. And this caused me to have what is called Graves' disease. And they call it Graves' disease because if it's unaddressed and it usually goes undetected, it will literally kill you. It's a silent killer. So I went on, you know, taking the medication and still in a stressful environment, still dealing with things, still running away from God, still things that were in my past that I didn't want to deal with. And I passed out at work again. And when I came to, the firemen and the EMTs, they had taken my blood pressure, and my blood pressure was 200 over 220.
Jesus.
Yeah, 200 over 220. My heart rate was 195 beats per minute. They couldn't understand how it was I was still alive, how it was I was still functioning. And so I begin to see different specialists, endocrinologists, and it just seemed like the medication, my body began to reject it. And Graves' disease is an autoimmune disease, and it causes your body to fight against itself. So I had to come off of my job. And if I would get a small cold, it would turn into something horrible because my body was fighting against itself. So the white blood cells that most people have to come in and just conquer a small cold, I didn't have that at the time. And so I'm like, okay, God, what is really going on? What I mean, just it was just chaos in my life, chaos. And now that God has delivered me, I see that it was God's hand showing me and keeping me from self-destruction. God, I bless you. And so I had went through a horrible divorce, very abusive, very verbal abusive, physical abusive. And I said, well, God, you know what? I'm tired of all this. I had moved away. I moved to Virginia. And God is saying, you still have to address this issue. You cannot run from me. I have called you. I have chosen you. I have anointed you for such a time as this. And I couldn't understand, well, God, is as much of your word that I know, how is it that you could use such a rag as me? I've done so many bad things. And God said, well, it's my grace, daughter. It's my mercy. It's my blood. I wash you. I washed you in my blood. And I just couldn't come to grips with the fact that we serve such a sovereign God and that God could use me in the midst of all of this. So long story short, I completely gave myself to God and submitted myself to God, and I just began to work diligently unto the Lord and whatever I could find my hands to do. And I got up under a ministry and began to serve. And my husband, I met my husband there, and the day I was supposed to move and take a praise and worship ministry position, he found out, very quiet man, and he said, you can't move. And he's one of the musicians. So I'm like, okay, well, he's calling me about music stuff. No, he called me and said, you can't move because the Lord told me that you are my wife. And I'm like, you don't understand. I've had plenty of drama in my life. I'm trying to serve God. I want to see Jesus in peace. I don't want to do this right now. Amen. But the Lord just blessed it. The Lord softened my heart, and he opened my heart where I was able to love and to receive love again. And my husband and I, we dated for every bit of 3 months, and I was Mrs. Tajana Logan. Amen. And so in this, the thyroid cancer had went into remission, and it flared up with a vengeance in 2008. And in 2008, my kidneys began to fail. And they told me that that I was going to have to go on dialysis. And I began to just prepare my mind and to prepare my spirit. And my husband is a man of very few words and an anointed musician. And as I was in the hospital, I was in the hospital so much they knew my family by name. They still know me by name because I was there almost every week for how many years? And my husband, he would come and he would just play. He plays the lead and the bass guitar. He would play under the anointing. God would give him songs. And the day that they were supposed to start me on dialysis, I said, run the test again, run the platelets again, and check my creatine levels. And they said, you don't have to go on dialysis. God, I bless your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, God, you're so worthy. Hallelujah. You're so worthy, God. And so after that bout, my eyes begin to bulge out of my head like I was a goldfish. And my eyes begin to on the side. And the doctors were telling me that's because of the Graves' disease. And I had a protruding goiter from my neck, in which they just thought it was a goiter, and come to find out that it was actually a cancerous mass that had attached itself around my thyroid. And the way they found out it was cancerous, I began to have problems swallowing and chewing my food, digesting my food. And I thought it was maybe my tonsils because I've had problems with my tonsils. So I went to the doctor. They said, no, you have a mass. And not only is it around your thyroid, but it grew down behind my breastbone. It was the size of a regular-sized person's forearm. The doctor said, as loud as you sing and as loud as you preach, he said, it can rupture your heart at any time. We need to get you in surgery now. That was in January of 2010 that I found out. And such a fear fell on me. It paralyzed me because I said, God, you blessed me. You blessed me to have three beautiful children. You bless me with the husband of my dreams, a man that serves you with all of his heart, that works hard, that loves me. And I said, God, I just cannot believe that you would allow me to come to this place in my life, God, and I'm serving you with everything that I have, every sacrifice. I sacrifice, God. I'm a giver. I pay my tithes and I pay my offering. And I begin to petition, God, as the woman of God said earlier. And the Lord politely spoke to me like this, and I said, well, God, who's going to take care of my children? Because the statistics, they were saying, well, it doesn't look good because you're going to have a blood transfusion because it's a very bloody surgery. So my father, he was willing to, you know, give me his blood because I wasn't willing to take just anybody's blood. I wanted my father's blood. And they told me, well, if you have the surgery, we're going to have to cut your vocal cords and you won't be able to speak again. And I'm like, well, God, but there's still life on the inside of me. And I just begin to petition God.
Yeah.
And I put the surgery off until November of 2010, and I heard the Lord tell me as I went before the doctors again, the Lord said, I'm tired. You need to have this done, and that is my temple that you dwell in. This earthen vessel, this belongs to me, and I'm tired of seeing you abuse it. He said, do you think that me, the creator of the universe, do you think that you've been taking care of your children by yourself when you were sick? Do you think it's you taking care of your husband, doing your wifely duty? No, you do that by my power.
Yeah.
By my might, by my spirit, saith the Lord. And so I finally agreed to have the surgery. Went in the Tuesday before Thanksgiving. I'm sorry, the Tuesday after Thanksgiving. 5.5 hours of surgery. The doctor had already told me that he was going to have to break my sternum because this mass was so large. And I said, God, but you told me not a bone in my body would be broken. It was some promises that God gave me in this surgery, and I held on to them. People of God, I don't know who all is listening, but you better hold on to what God has told you like never before. Hold on to his word, because he is a man that he will not lie. He cannot lie. He is a man of his word. He honors his word. He stands by his word. You can prove him and take him at his word.
Yes, yes. So
they told me they were going to have to cut my vocal cords and that I would never be able to speak again, and that if I did, I wouldn't speak above a whisper. Can y'all hear me on this morning?
Amen.
Can y'all hear me on this morning? Hallelujah. Glory to God. And as I came, when I went into surgery, God gave me such a peace as I was surrounded by my family. And God, He just allowed me to laugh with my children because they were afraid, and they saw all these tubes and all these IVs sticking out of mommy.
Yeah.
And we began to pray, and God's peace, come on, somebody in this house. The peace of God that surpasses all understanding. And I said, God, I need your joy to be my strength on today. Come on, Zion.
Yes.
Hallelujah. I said, God, I need your joy to strengthen me. God, I need you to be my fortress. God, I need to be hidden under your wings, oh God, because the word of the Lord declares that he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I said, God, I need to be hidden in you. So we laughed, and as they wheeled me down to the operating room, I told my husband and told my family, I said, I see you in a little while. and my daughter just began to weep. She began to weep, and she began to cry out, Jesus. At this time, my baby was 5 years old. She began to cry out, Jesus. Jesus. Keep my mama, Jesus. And they had to pull her away. She just fell to her knees. Jesus. Jesus. Keep my mother. Yeah. And I thank God that even in the midst of my sickness, they saw a mother who prayed. They saw a mother who travailed. They saw a mother who fasted. They didn't see a mama who was just complaining, who was just murmuring, oh, woe is me. But they saw a woman of God. They saw their mother begin to just get in the face of God. And I thank him that when I came out of surgery, I could not speak for 48 hours. But the first thing I wrote on a piece of paper, I grabbed my husband. I said, give me a pen and give me a piece of paper. And I wrote, thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. And I asked my father, I said, did they have to give me a blood transfusion? Did I have to take your blood? He said, no. You lost a lot of blood, but it wasn't enough for you to have to receive my blood.
Yes.
The next question was, did they have to break my sternum? The doctor said, I did not have to break your sternum. I said, but I thought you told me that you had to break it.
Come
he
on.
Said, well, apparently the God that you serve. Oh, glory to your name, oh God. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, oh God. So 5.5 hours of surgery, 48 hours later, they're looking. They're looking to see if I'm going to speak. They gave me the wrong medication 4 times that should have killed me. I had allergy bands on both arms. I had the nurses were careless, gave me the four medications that I was allergic to 4 times.
My God.
But the angel of the Lord, the angels of the Lord were encamped around about me. And I said, okay, God, I thank you. I'm still here. I'm still here. So on that 49th hour, I paged my nurse. I said, can I get some more pain medication? She said, wait a minute. You're not supposed to be talking. I said, well, I am, and I'm hurt. I need some pain medication. So God restored. Not only did he keep his word, but he restored my voice, because before the surgery, I was still preaching, and I would preach the anointing would be on me so heavy. My spirit would be willing, but my flesh was so weak. My husband would literally have to drag me out of the pulpit. The ushers and armor bearers would have to carry me into my office because I was so weak. God not only restored my strength, he restored my voice, octaves that I couldn't hit, you know, before I had the surgery. The Lord restored it. I can sing with great stamina and momentum. God restored my body. Hallelujah. He restored my mind. And I just thank him. I was on my way to work yesterday, and Healed came on by Donald Lawrence. And it says, I may have some scars, but I'm still healed.
Come on.
So many people look at my scars on my chest. They say, well, if you had thyroid surgery, why is it so low? And I explained to them the mask, it grew down so low behind my breastbone, they had to go lower. And they had to tear all of my major muscles in my chest. So I had to learn how to pick up my children again, learn how to embrace again. But God healed all that. He completed it. Hallelujah. He manifested his power, his works, his love. And I thank him. And I was just getting so tore up yesterday on my way to work, because I just look where God brought me from. My blood pressure, every time I went to the hospital, it was nothing lower than 200. I was supposed to stroke out. I was supposed to have a heart attack. And so many of the emergency room doctors that I see now, they say, how is it that you didn't die? I said, I know a man named Jesus. Hallelujah. and he is the master physician. When all others give up on you, hallelujah, he will pick you up, he will turn you around, and he will heal you for his glory. He will save you for his glory. And I said, God, receive the glory from my life. God, receive the honor. God, be thou magnified. See, it's not even about me. And see, that's how we get so twisted up in the things that God delivers us from. So many testimonies, so many have been blessed, so many have went and got tested for different breast disease or liver disease, thyroid cancer, breast cancer from my testimony because of what I went through. And I thank him because he didn't do it for me. He did it for him to receive the glory and for others to be drawn to him. And I thank him because I was telling God, I said, God, my husband could be wifeless on today. My children could be motherless. Hallelujah. My parents could be less a daughter, but your hand. Hallelujah. That's why I rise on today and I tell him, mighty are the works of your hands, oh God. Mighty are the works of your hands, oh God. And I honor him on today for his faithfulness, for his consistency. For his diligence, hallelujah, for his faithfulness, for his greatness, and I thank him, I thank him, I thank him, I thank him, and I have the disease caused calcification in my blood, so I lost a lot of teeth. My teeth just began to crumble like I was an addict. So I've lost a lot of teeth, but God is making provision. Dennis, in the area that I've heard my story, I had a conference earlier this year. They're partnering with other dentists, and they're trying to put together some things so I can get some implants, so I can get my beautiful smile back. And I told him, I said, God, if you heal me, God, if they have to take all my teeth, God, I'll preach negative. I'll preach with punches in my mouth. God, if you don't do another thing, God, I'll serve you till the day you call me home.
Yes, Lord.
And he kept me. He kept my mind. He kept my mind when other folk, when family members said, you need to just go ahead and write your will. I said, well, I did. My will is to serve the Lord in the beauty of holiness.
Come on.
And to see my children raised and serve God and my husband and those that are connected in a covenant relationship with us, want to see them thrive and do great exploits for the King. That's my will.
Come on.
And it's something how the enemy will use those that are even closest to you to drive discord in your spirit, in your ear. And I had to politely, when I was sick, say, I'm sorry, this ain't even up for discussion. I got to go. No. You can't drop no fear over here.
All right.
Because faith and fear don't operate in the same place. One cancels out the other.
That's it. All right.
So I had to cut a lot of people off. But now that they see 2 years later, thyroid cancer free, hadn't had to take any radiation, any chemo, anything. Hair has grown back. Weight has come back. Skin is coming back. Come on, Zion. My strength is back. And see, they don't like to call me to preach. Now they just say, we just want her to have words. Because, honey, when I think of the goodness, honey, my God, my soul just begins to rejoice. But God, he is restoring. Like I said, they're going to bless me with some dental implants. Amen. They continuously keep check on my kidneys and my liver, and my hair had fallen out. Everybody that know me knows I have really thick hair, and God is blessing. My hair is growing back just as thick as it wanna be. And I thank him, hallelujah. And he restored my mind because they were saying with Gray disease you have really bad depression and you're on like a rollercoaster ride with your emotions. And I thank God that I didn't have to go on any you know, antidepressant medications,
wow.
but my praise was my weapon. It still
yes.
is my weapon. My worship mm. is my weapon. It still
Come
is
on.
My weapon. Hallelujah. And I thank him. Hush up. That's the baby in the background. I'm sorry. He's talking about hallelujah, hallelujah.
All right, all right.
But I just thank you for just keeping me, and I thank you for this time of sharing. And I'm excited about what God is doing in your ministry.
Yeah.
If we can have any assistance, feel free to call us anytime.
Amen.
Yes,
oh, I will keep that in mind. I thank God. I am so just elated just to be able to hear this testimony. You haven't had any connection with you in a while. I know we've been Facebook friends, but really no interconnection between us. But God is glorified today
Hallelujah.
With the praises, hallelujah, that have been
yes.
given today. Hallelujah. I just thank God. And Psalms 103 says, praise the Lord, O my soul, all of my innermost being, praise his holy name. And that's what has happened on today. Hallelujah. I just thank God for every testimony. And I know that God is going to increase it because, like you said, Evangelist, hallelujah. Your testimony is going to be deliverance for a lot of people. Your testimony is going to bring people to faith because a lot the Bible says that when he returns, will he find faith in the earth? We lost our faith. I believe we lost our faith because we have not been able to give the testimonies to God the way that he has desired for us to give them and the way that they need to be given. So I praise God for this opportunity to hear the testimony and to be able to extend it out to other people to hear. Oh, bless you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Now, we were just supposed to be gone for an hour, but we have a little more time. But we're going to end it right now. Thank you. I have your number, Evangelist, both of you, and I'm going to be calling you because I'm going to, as a matter of fact, I have to work on next week. I work part-time at TJ Maxx, and they have me scheduled to work at 8 o'clock on next week, which I said, Lord, what am I going to do? But since you've extended your hand.
Amen.
I'm going to call you. I'm going to call on you, and I'm going to give you a call after we go off the air. But Evangelist, I don't have it written down. Evangelist Bernard, I don't have it written down. Please give the archives, how you can listen to the archives. I will have it together by next week, but give how you can listen to the archives because I would love to hear this testimony again and again myself.
Amen, amen. Such a wonderful testimony and just a blessing just to hear. TJ, I tell you, just remember being a young lady and just she was on fire for the Lord even then. Hallelujah. So God already know who he's chosen. He already know who's going to do his will. You were already preordained, foreordained to do the work of the ministry. So I'm just, my heart is just so happy and rejoicing and so proud to just hear you this morning. It's a blessing to see fruit, you know, fruit on the tree of life. Hallelujah.
Yes,
so we just thank God for what we have heard on today. And if you desire to listen to these wonderful testimonies again and to this segment and any of the other previous segments, you can go to blogtalkradio.com and search for New Destiny Ministries, and you can access that broadcast 24/7. So it's available to you online, and you can listen to the live segment each and every day. So we thank God for that. Amen. Our call-in number again is area code 858-683-1334. And Minister Burns can give you her direct email address because she is the host for this segment called They Overcame. And we thank God for it. She's doing a wonderful job. We salute
yes.
you and commend you for the beautiful job that you've done. And, you know, we're out here in California, so it's real early in the morning. The Bible says, early will I see. So we
early.
Early. Amen. Back into your hands, Minister Burns. Bless you.
Well, thank God.
TJ.
Amen. And I just want to drop a snippet. I just thank God for you all because I remember growing up being a teenager and just watching you all war in the spirit and the spirit of praise on Mama Burns and Auntie Adrian. Y'all would break out in the praise. And I used to what would cause them to just break out in the praise like that? But the storms of life have caused me to realize when I can't go nowhere else, let me just go and praise God and see what
yes.
people get to do. And that has stuck with me. Evangelist Bernard, your testimonies, how you would testify during testimony service, just powerful. And it seemed like the saints didn't want to get with you and you would just testify, amen, to the goodness of God. You would just go on about your business and how Mama Burns would dance before the Lord, would dance. And I said, what causes this woman to just dance like that? I mean, I dance, but she just, but the storms of life, hallelujah,
yes,
have come my way. And sometimes I just have to go into my prayer. I have to go into a praise. I have to go into that. My children will tell me, my husband will tell you, she'll break out in a minute. That's the one you don't want to see. She will tear up your floor. She'll pull up on the highway, expressway. But I will let my feet and let my hands do war for me. Amen.
Come on.
Thank God. I thank God. Thank God for both of you. Be sure and tell your friends and family to call in to listen to They Overcame because it is truly, God is truly, I am so excited. I am so excited about what God is doing. This is just our second broadcast, but God is doing great things.
He's blessing.
Great things. Yes, He is. Okay, until next week, we're going to say, and they overcame by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony.
Okay.
Amen. God bless.
Amen. Can I give an announcement, Minister Billy?
Oh, yes, please, go ahead.
Just want to, again, remind you all that tomorrow morning, on Sunday mornings, we have 30 minutes of early morning prayer. So we are extending an invitation as you're getting ready to go to your respective houses of worship. Come sign on the line and just offer up God some corporate prayer. That's at 7 o'clock a.m. Pacific Standard Time, which is 9 o'clock Central Time and 10 o'clock Eastern Time. I know on the East Coast you all are already in full gear, but in California we're just waking up. So join us on that early Sunday morning prayer. And then, again, we're on the airwaves Monday through Friday at 1 o'clock p.m. Pacific Time and at 3 o'clock p.m. Central Time and 4 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time. We're on this line with a time of reflection with New Destiny Ministries. So we also extend an invitation to you to join us at any time. And we're certainly looking forward to Evangelist TJ coming and ministering for us on the broadcast. So I'll get your information from Minister Burns. And we're just so excited. I tell you, I love to see the Lord blessing these young women and men of God that we have watched mature in Christ and have lived. Yes, he's gone through something, and we all are going to go through something, but just to maintain, just to hold on, you know, when, and I'm going to say this, the Bible says train up a child in the way that they should go. And when they get old, so you went through all of your little challenges, TJ, but guess what? God has made you into the woman that he has called to deliver his word. So God bless you. I'm full. I'm full. You know, I'm up for the day now. Y'all and got me up. It's on. Hallelujah. So I'm going to sit here at this computer and work on this conference. And guess what? I'm going to be giving God some glory as the day progresses. So God bless you.
Amen. God bless.
God bless. And I'll be giving you a call, TJ.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
All right. God bless. Love you. Bye bye.
Bye bye.
God bless. Bye bye.